another hour of conversation. Such a good day to be with you. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. I think Richie will probably wander in at some point during this hour. Roberta has gone to Louisiana to take care of one of her daughters who got in an accident, so that takes care of her for a couple of days. Jennifer is in Hawaii doing a public service. What kind of public service involves taking a trip to Hawaii? That doesn't sound like...
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, I'll get signed up for that. Dr. Ron Hoffman's going to join us in a few moments, talking about a couple of health issues. And then there's the always sanctimonious Senator Lindsey Graham. Whenever I look at a picture of him, or listen to him, or watch him on a video, I think of someone who's already been parceled out as a cadaver. There's something about this guy that has left me cold almost forever. And even though this is not a program about politics, I'm chuckling as I look at the primary battle, these people lining up to try to bump him off. This group called Carolina Conservatives United, which is one of a lot of different organizations trying to work on limited government, low taxes, adherence to the Constitution, you know, the kind of things that are important to most people who have a brain. They sent out images last week, Kenny, on a milk carton. Remember how they used to put lost kids and stuff on the milk carton? So the milk carton has a picture of Mr. Graham's face. And the governor on the milk carton asked to issue an Amber Alert to find the missing senator. Because he never goes home. He doesn't most. And that's what happens to a lot of these guys. They become residents of Washington. And they don't go. I mean, they keep a house in the state where they live, but they become, they're not ready. You think McCain lives in Arizona? How much time do you think he spends in Arizona? Not a whole lot.
Minutes.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I find him, actually, Nikki Haley, who's the governor, very interesting lady. I think there's some people who think she's going to run against him. But at any rate, I line up my thoughts about guys like that. As every time there's a problem, like our problem in Syria, these guys are out banging. And I've always liked John McCain, but I think their beating the drum for war has gotten a little tired. So anyway, I offer that for whatever value it's worth. The other thing I find interesting today is how well is it possible to knock off Serena Williams? French Open, she beat Francesca Schiavone, who apparently was no match for her at all. Have you ever watched Serena Williams? I think she's the tougher of the two, right? There's two sisters. What's the other one's name? Do you remember?
Venus.
What is it? Venus?
Venus.
Venus. All right. She's not as good as Serena, right, in terms of how much she's won. But when you look at Serena, just her physical prowess, when she stands up there, I mean, she beat this woman yesterday and didn't even work up a sweat. She's a big, strong woman who has really worked hard to become the best. And I think she proves it pretty much every time she goes out on the court. She just eliminates whatever the competition is. I'm reminded of the conversation we had yesterday, Kenny, about Billy Gene King and Bobby Riggs. That story continues to sort of waft around. For those of you who didn't hear it, Billy Gene King, remember 1971 was the year when this was supposed to be the match of the sexes, and Billy Gene King beat Bobby Riggs? Well, apparently he's now, the word on the street is that he threw the match because he owed some money to some mobsters, so they bet heavily on her. He threw the match, and he got his debt paid off. That's that story. What does that do for the women's movement, in a manner of speaking? Not sure about that. What I am sure of is that Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a minute. A couple of important medical items to discuss, so stay tuned for that. This is Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 25 to 98.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on your health. Dr. Ron Hoffman, whose website is drhoffman.com, well-known, one of our three medical advisors here on the Good Day program. The sad news today, Ron, is that apparently Sean Connery has Alzheimer's. Michael Caine interviewed, said that they have both been friends for years and years and years and years and years. For whatever the reason, his name came up, and Caine told this magazine that it appears he's suffering from Alzheimer's. So not only is that a horrible, sad reality, I mean, just think about Sean Connery, James Bond, losing his mind. I mean, that's basically what happens with Alzheimer's. And so I'm reminded of a story that floated around. I saw it first over the weekend about copper in multivitamins. And I wonder about this, whether there's anything to it. The story, for those of you who haven't heard it, is that copper may be, according to this latest study, a main ingredient in the problems people are having with dementia and Alzheimer's as they get older. And copper shows up in most multivitamins, does it not?
Well, yes, it does, Doug. But copper also is present in pipes. A lot of pipes are now being replaced, copper pipes are being replaced with plastic PVC pipes. But also it's present in copper cookware. So if really that were to be the case, that it was vitamins that was the problem, you know, how come an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease didn't emerge earlier in the 20th century and the 19th century when a lot of copper cookware and pipes were used? I doubt that theory. I don't really think that that's the problem. What is really dominating thinking in the holistic community or the nutritional community is the belief that it may be sugar and carbohydrates that may actually be driving our epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. There are studies that show, and this came out recently, that even if you're not diabetic, that for every 10 points of increase of your blood sugar, that there was a dramatic increase in your risk of Alzheimer's disease and cognitive impairment. And so this leads us to believe that there may be a third type of diabetes. We have type 1 diabetes, of course, where you take insulin shots, type 2 diabetes, where you can take oral medications. And then there's type 3 diabetes, which actually affects the brain and may cause the brain to be unable to utilize sugar for fuel.
So in terms of where to go to get the appropriate, we sort of become addicted to sugars. I'm thinking of the old song, Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice. But there are so many different gradient levels of sweetener. If you go to, for example, Whole Foods presents themselves as sort of the bastion of healthy food, therefore healthy living. Would you say that everything, and let's just take the sugar department first, that all the sugars that are available to be purchased in a store like Whole Foods would be automatically acceptable and okay?
Well, absolutely not. In fact, I go to Whole Foods. It's I sometimes call Whole Foods whole chips because there are whole aisles of refined products, chips, cookies, gluten-free products that actually deliver a lot of sugar, maybe in a more time-release form. But there's this thing called the glycemic index, or the GI. You know, you can find tables of this all over the Internet, which tells you the rate at which a food releases its sugar into your system. So you may think, okay, I'm not going to eat any candy. But then when you have those instant mashed potatoes, in effect, you're sending sugar molecules to your brain at a pretty fast rate, or to your arteries or to your pancreas. Increasing your risk of diabetes or heart disease. So that's something that I think is important to subscribe to. You know, look at the glycemic index of foods, not just whether they contain added sugars. Of course, that's a problem. You know, if you drink added sodas, there's another study that's showing major behavioral problems associated with, just even a couple of cans of soda a day. This is going to end up being the big problem, rather than, we've been concentrating on fat, cholesterol, less of a problem, it turns out, when we look at data, than our obsession with sugar.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm wondering about Whole Foods in general. Starbucks announced yesterday it was going to take its Evolution Fresh Juice, stocking Evolution Harvest products in Whole Foods and a new line of snack bars. One wonders whether, again, that's what I sort of wanted you to underscore, whether Whole Foods and places like that that present an image, certainly there are good things in there, but don't go in there blindly and expect that everything is going to be perfectly healthy for you, because that's not the case.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, it seems that branding is important, and sometimes if you put a little bit of whole grain into, say, a breakfast cereal, it somehow makes it legitimate. When you never would eat Cocoa Puffs or Captain Crunch, still you might eat a sugar-coated natural cereal that has a little bit of whole grains in it. You're fooling yourself.
What about grains? Should we stay away from grains? I always wonder about that because the dog food that I get is a very expensive dog food, and it says grain-free, and I know that that's not good for dogs, but I guess every once in a while when I'm having my granola, whether I should be eating grains.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is actually a movement afoot in the nutrition field to get people to consume less grains. So this is the so-called paleo diet. It calls for us to eat like our Stone Age ancestors did. Yeah. And in fact, grains are domesticated. You know, they're the product of agriculture. So, some people do better without them, particularly overweight individuals or people with allergies.
DrHoffman.com, good place to find out lots of information about what's going on in the world of contemporary medicine. Dr. Ron Hoffman with those of us who are interested in our health here on Good Day. Ron, good to have you here. 20 after on Good Day.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Back to school got you on the run? Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food.
food.
Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Chips cashed in, keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking home, 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 home.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all the same street.
How many people recognize the fact this is the group known as just generically The Dead? Right?
Dallas, that's it.
The 60s band known far and wide as the Grateful Dead. I know a lot of people who are deadheads, the term lovingly used to refer to those who followed the Grateful Dead, and maybe still do. So I'm going to lay something on you here that you, Richie, and you want to maybe find a couple of other dead tunes as I tell this story. I'm reading a book called Between the Dark and the Daylight, written by a lady who happens to be, I guess I would call her my friend. I like her a lot. She's very instructive when it comes to dealing with matters that some of us find troubling to deal with on our own. The book written by Sandra Cochran, again, Between the Dark and the Daylight. The story actually of her life, in the sense her relationship with a young daughter that died and what had brought her around to thinking about life, how it touched her, and a story that's relevant to many of us, and not just because you may have lost a child, but you lose somebody, you lose a loved one, whether it's through the passing or the ending of a relationship or whatever it is that comes about that makes you feel like there is an end. And so in the book, she's telling the story about dealing with some of the maybe things, the conscious and subconscious things that are going through her mind. And she writes, "I woke up to the rising sun of a new day, and the dream full in my mind." She's talking about a dream that she described in her book. "I recognize this was what native people call a big dream, a vision that's life-changing. All morning I struggled with how hard it was to have returned from the place where she was. She was lamenting and learning about her daughter's passing. When it was my turn to share, I couldn't look at anybody in the group. My sobs and sighs punctuated the story as I related all that had unfolded. When I finally looked up, the leader of the group asked in an especially kind voice if I knew what the Grateful Dead was. And she said, I hadn't put it together originally when told the name of the boat that she was in this dream was called the Grateful Dead. But now, in light of the fact that she knew the leader of the group that Sandra had been a deadhead. The thought was most absurd when she thought about the emotional connection to this story of her daughter going off and being in the boat. It's I don't want to make it more complicated than it is, but I wanted you to know what the derivation of the term Grateful Dead was. In Egyptian mythology, the Grateful Dead is the ship that comes to collect souls at the River Styx for their passage to the next world.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So that's where the name Grateful Dead comes from. And the story that Sandra tells in her book would take me an hour and a half. Actually, I should
have spelled S-T-Y-X.
S-T-Y-X.
Also correct. The name of the other rock band,
yes.
That I would imagine.
Yep. Yeah, right. So, anyway, the book's called Between the Dark and the Daylight, and I think I will invite her on sometime to tell her story. But I was most impressed when I got to that, because
we got two rock bands out of this.
Yeah, right.
I dig that.
The Grateful Dead is a ship that comes to collect souls at the River Styx for passage into the next world. Those of you who are deadheads, what do you think of that? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I heard you see in the courthouse.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, don't forget about bringing home new toys and playthings for our special Golden Age pals. Sure, I know you're thinking he hasn't played with anything in years, but on the other hand, I bet you haven't brought much of anything home in those years either. Maybe you tried a few things here and there at best. There might have been an occasional playful outburst. The key to keep the playthings rolling in, hoping that one of the games or toys might be just the right thing to spark the interest of that older pet. You know, we do. We have these puppies and kittens that come into the house and we ooh and ah, and we get them toys, and grandma comes over, and aunt and uncles come over. But then as they get older, we love them, but they become part of the household fixture. Even if they're not playing with toys, they do appreciate the concept of receiving new things just like we do. So if you have an older dog or an older cat that may look a little bored or just not as happy as they used to, bring them those special toys and make sure you incorporate toys where you can interact together. Interaction with your dog, that'll keep him going for a lot of years and keep him happy and you well exercised at the same time. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always
the blog on the air. Could we call this an audio blog? I suppose we could.
Sure.
In a sense. I actually am going to start, I think it's this week, with an agricultural blog, a video that we're going to do on the Good Day program website, the DougStephan.com website, posting things that have really literally nothing to do with what I'm talking about on the air. Generally speaking, it's going to be all about agriculture, all about what's on the farm, a different side of my personality and my life. And I thought maybe because I'm so interested in agriculture, and you ought to be too, and I'm not in a preachy way, I just think that we all ought to be concerned about where our food comes from.
And I won't let him do farm talk all day long here.
No,
so.
Exactly. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, part of the family. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, the ladies are gonzo today. So we don't have a Queen of Sheba. I'll do a television report, though, in a few minutes. First, though, relationships that we have that are precious with our listeners. Aaron Otto has sent an email to Richie yesterday. Oh, my God. Good morning, Rich. I certainly qualify to participate in your new game. Yesterday I announced that I was going to be looking for audience members to find out. There's a story every day that I make up. And your job is to find it for a swell prize. I think I said $100 was the prize. If you find the story of the day that I either make up or change around so that the facts are not correct, you find it, you notify us, we'll send you the money. How's that? 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
It could cost you a lot of money.
No, only the first person who does it gets it. So Aaron sent this in to Richie. Because she says, first of all, I listen to you between 4 and 5 hours a day. Good Lord, how many people who do that? Thank you very much.
She's a pal.
I can't believe you're going to give out misinformation. My father is a very well-educated man, but sometimes still has fun with me by telling me stories. I told him a while back, he can't be doing that. Doesn't he realize that I repeat his stories? And the same goes for Doug. I think the incorrect story is a bad idea. I'm just passing that along, Aaron. So, shouldn't have bad stories. Those are bad stories.
Unless, of course, you can make $100 out of it.
Right, exactly.
That's a good thing.
Right. All right, so that's that story. 888-302-3684. Here's the, this is not a made-up story. One of the things that people are talking about today in terms of the latest and something that's new, in a manner of speaking, even though the immigration bill is not new, here's the latest wrinkle on it. You'll remember that the bill passed the Senate in June. President says that it'll go through the House. The only way, however, that they can get it through the House is that, by the way, this is a 1,200 page bill, like Obamacare. 1,200 pages.
Now, Obamacare's a lot bigger than that, but how many pages of that bill do you think that any of them have read?
There was a survey done of lawmakers, and there wasn't one who said that they'd read the whole thing.
Sure.
All right? So now...
In fairness to them, that's why they have large staff.
Right. But the other side of this is, the way the president says, I'm going to get this passed, is to add $1.5 billion worth of pork for various spending projects in various districts with having a hard time getting votes. And the biggest part of this pork barrel bill is a so-called youth jobs program, supposedly for immigrant support groups that have a certain political agenda. The immigrant support groups that are basically aimed at helping those who are here illegally. So these are earmarks, special pork deal, whatever you want to. It's cash being paid to these groups. And that's how they get the bill passed.
I did it all wrong.
What'd you do?
My wife came here. She got legal status. When we adopted my daughter, I got her to be a citizen.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, I insisted she become a citizen. I should have kept them all illegal.
Yeah.
I'd have been sitting fat.
Yeah, you'd have had all this money.
It would have been a great deal. Imagine how rich I would be.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to come in and work every day.
Richie Rich. All right. So anyway, Harry Reid, of course, was asked about this. I don't know. I don't know.
Genius.
Yeah, right.
He's in Arizona. Which way do you think he sits on the fence?
It is the fence. Hello. So, then there is this item of interest today. I read a survey yesterday, actually, that came from, I believe, this may have come from you, Kenny, I'm not sure, the story about management speak. Those of you who are workers...
Bob the K, our general manager, sent
this.
Did
Bob find this?
Hysterical, yes.
All right, anyway. If you're surrounded by people who annoyingly can't get enough of management gobbledygook, you have a boss who utters one jargon buzzword after another. When you go to meetings, you listen to management lingo that you know is BS. If you find it hard to get the real meaning of what's being said, the problem is that all these phrases have been thrown in to the lexicon and nobody knows what they really mean. So we've compiled a list of the top 30 most irritating and overused phrases that you hear at work. Probably you have others if you want to share them with us. 888-302-3684. Let me go through the list. And then after I go through the top 30, if you come up with another one, that'll be swell.
And this is so true.
Right. Okay. These are the 30 most overused phrases by management.
And pay attention especially if you work anywhere near the tech field.
Right.
Because anybody in, like, IT, web development, when we have conference calls with companies who help us with any of our web stuff, they love these. It's like they sit there with this list and just read it down.
Right. It's content. I always love the radio guys. Compelling content. What does that mean? All right, so here we go. Should I start at number 30? I'm not sure that these are in any particular order of importance. They're just all of these phrases, according to the research, are way overused and mean nothing. Going forward is an example of that. Drill down. Another example.
We're going to drill down into this and see what's going on.
End of play.
Oh, yeah.
Touch base. It's on my radar. It's a no-brainer. You're the best of your breed. Reaching for low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Dive deeper. Oh, this one is one. Think outside the box.
Yep.
Yep.
Positive momentum.
Ugh.
On my plate.
Oh, it's on my plate, people.
At the end of the day. Run the numbers. We're going through a list of management speak phrases that are meaningless that your boss uses. And if you're a boss, pay attention to this. Maybe you ought to go get a thesaurus someplace and come up with
some new words.
New words, exactly. Keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, that one's old, though.
Back to the drawing board, says that one. Get the ball rolling. Bang for your buck. Close the deal. When the Rubber Hits the Road.
Yeah, that's an old one, too, but still good.
Shifting Paradigms.
Oh, that's the new one, yeah.
Move the Needle.
Yep.
Game Changing. Value Added.
Oh.
Win-win.
It's a win-win.
All hands baby. On deck.
Ugh.
All right, are these irritating you, a phrase of your own?
No, but it's just so funny how you hear them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know what? So you have all of these kind of like drop-in expressions and sayings that people use who want to pretend like they're a mover and a shaker.
Yes, this is important.
A mover and a shaker, right?
Yeah.
But here's the most recent phenomenon over the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, and Jennifer and I always talk about this. And yesterday I was driving home listening to all kinds of talk radio.
Yeah.
I was listening to NPR, and I was listening to Leo Laporte, and I was listening to the news.
That's the podcast of Leo.
Yeah, it's a web stream.
Yeah.
And if I hear one more person start their response to a question with, So, the way it works.
So,
I saw this person. So, I went to the store. It drives me
nuts. You know what it's
nuts.
Like? It's like.
It's
like using the term like.
No. Like it's a snobby, like upscale,
so.
Very highfalutin.
Really?
Because only the people, you don't find like.
Like. There's another one.
People who are struggling for a word, use like. People who are snobby, IT, medical, use this so, and it just, oh my God, it drives me crazy.
Crazy!
Can't take it anymore.
I don't want you to.
So,
you put on
I turn the channel.
Yeah, all right. So that's the way you do it. You turn the channel. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Thinning hair is a problem for a lot of people in our country. You know it. I know it. You see these people, and more of them every day, who have thinning hair. People that you knew maybe for a long time, you go to your reunion. Isn't that always the way? You haven't seen somebody for 40 years. Hey, pal, what happened to your hair? If you have premature thinning hair, or maybe you've been frustrated by thin hair all of your life, Doug Steffen, and more importantly, Provia to the rescue. This time, this is a product that works. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment tackles the main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with results. Look at all the email that I get. I've read you some of them. It cleanses your pores. Pushes the hair, allows the hair to push on its own out through your scalp and grow. Again, that's what it is. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you. This is a safe product, a natural product. It thickens your hair as well as cleansing the pores. So, two for the price of one. Don't keep hiding that dreaded spot. Provia will work for you, men and women, actually. It's perfect for colored hair. This is safe, and with results, you'll get compliments from everybody. Results are guaranteed, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319 for Provia, the natural hair treatment that pushes your hair back out. And so you have the makings of perhaps a more pleasant reality. You like that, right? Call 800-525-8319 and mention Doug Steffen. You get a free month supply of Provia. Plus, you get rush shipping and a surprise gift with your order. Provia, natural hair thinning treatment, 800-525-8319.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's get to some of the comings and goings of our favorite television personalities and or their programs. The Miley Cyrus thing has the folks at the Parents Television Council all worked up. I place little credence in them. They're a bunch of phony BSers.
You got to give them this one, though.
Well, I think they're on the right page, though. Yeah,
I don't think much of anybody's going to argue with them on this one.
No. But what are they going to do about it? This is a cable channel, and so it was raunchy. So, what are you going to do?
It's a cable channel geared towards
children.
Kids.
Right. Yeah. Kids.
Young teenagers.
Right. You don't think teenagers ever think or have a connection to stuff like that they don't see on their own?
No, but, man, let me tell you something. You start throwing that stuff in their face, and yeah.
Well, you saw the
faces. What were you watching when you were 13 years old?
Lone Ranger.
Exactly.
AMC's Breaking Bad has been using the phrase trip to Belize as one of the euphemisms for murder. And so now the folks in Belize seem to be happy with that. As a matter of fact, they're so flattered they'd offered the cast, including Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, an all-expense-paid trip to their country. People may have perceived that it was somewhat of a nasty, but it isn't. The Belize Tourism Board, interviewed by the lady that runs it by the New York Times, says, yep, we've invited them. We hope that they come.
Isn't that interesting? Because most cities who are associated with bad info on TV shows, like remember Miami, the city of Miami hated Miami Vice because it made them look like drug lord housing and it just mafioso, the whole thing. They couldn't stand it. They were glad when the show ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at any rate, it'll be interesting. By the way, Brad Cranston has been attached to the next Batman movie. Did you know that?
No.
I see that.
I'm trying to remember who
Superman
Brad Cranston.
Sequel.
He's in
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, the Superman.
He's going to play Lex Luthor. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
The guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. He's been everywhere. I mean, this guy is everywhere now. He's very, very popular. Doing very well. All right, so that's that story. Other stories, we are all about stories here. This is the wonderfully predictable Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 past the hour. We'll be right back.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That, my friend, is Lyle Lovett.
Ah, I like Lyle.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like him as a bumper, but I'd like maybe to play him.
Oh, he's always fun.
I'm one of those people who always love seeing the newest gadgets and innovations. Kickstarter.com is a place you need to visit to see innovations like the Floton controller that turns your hand into a TV remote. This is pretty amazing. And that's what's ahead here on Startups in America on Good Day.
Welcome to Startups in America, crowdfunding success stories. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes. For about 2 years now, you've been hearing me introduce to you top entrepreneurs who are raising money, starting new companies, creating new products, and new jobs. In a troubled economy, crowdfunding is a bright spot for bright people who want to learn the latest trends. Crowdfunding is about communicating with the public online about new ideas and new projects to recruit people to support innovative efforts. You might be wondering, how do you communicate with anyone today in this age of information overload? And that's a great question of the day. The other morning over coffee, I watched Charlie Rose on CBS interview author Judith Glaser about her new book titled Intelligent Conversations. So I called her up for a chat about how to communicate intelligently and learned that if you do it right, you can actually get smarter.
I've been researching this for 30 years. It seems like a long time for me to get to the place that I'm going to take you into right now, which seems so simple that it's almost like the obvious becoming clear. But conversations, there's something that exchanges back and forth when people are in a conversation. It's not a presentation where I'm telling somebody what to do. It's not standing out in front of a room and using my PowerPoint. Conversation is something that exchanges something between two people. That's what holds it together. And what I've learned is that there's three levels of conversation. There's not just one, there's three. The first one is we're in a conversation because we're trying to confirm something that we know. That's level one. Second level is we get into conversations when we want to persuade somebody of something. And that's when we're defending something that we know. And persuasion is a lot more energy behind me being right and trying to influence you on something. And in business, sometimes 90% of the conversations happen at either level one, where we're sharing information, or level two, where we're persuading each other. And there's a new level that I discovered called level three, which isn't about defending what we know, but it's about opening our minds to discover what we don't know we don't know, which is to really be open to learning more about other people, stepping inside of their world, engaging in what's important to them. And that's the connecting piece that level three is all about. And when I go into companies that are stuck in growing or not making, getting the numbers, or they're not transforming the way they need to, or they're falling behind and they're not as competitive, when I look at their and analyze and take a snapshot of their conversations, they usually are hanging out in either level one or level two too much. And then learning how to open up more of level three, where people can become the support and the connection to each other and the coaches to each other and inspire each other. And that actually opens up a part of the brain called the executive brain, the prefrontal cortex, and the heart connection, which is our most advanced skills as human beings. And it actually activates a higher level of intelligence than most people even realize that they have. We're starting to change to the visual age of communication. So when you said more information, there's so much information out there that people close down. Is that, I mean, that's a piece of it where we don't even know how to take it in, right? It's, and so what you're seeing happen around us is Pinterest and videos and all of this thing where you're starting to see people translate both information and emotion in a different template, in a different format, into something that the brain actually can get activated. You don't need as much of it, and you get a lot more. So information seems like words, data. We're moving from that data age into the visual age, and that's going to help our conversations tremendously. And it's going to help businesses, small and large, in how to communicate and connect and activate a relationship with people.
Sometimes only seeing is believing. So to get the full impact of the floating controller, you probably need to see it for yourself on Kickstarter. Watching TV? Your hand is now the remote. The floating controller allows you to use your body as a universal controller for all of your electronics. Use your hands, your body, or your voice to execute commands, replacing switches, buttons, and other artificial devices. Wait, what? The floating controller pretty much means allowing your natural body to execute commands. There's nothing to touch. You simply push a virtual button in empty space in front of you, and the 9-point controller springs up around your hand. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit us at dreambigonline.us or email me.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.